Senator John Edwards gives the most important speech of his short political career tonight. NPR's Adam Hochberg has been covering Edwards since the start of that career in 1998, and he has a preview as Edwards prepares to accept the Democratic vice presidential nomination.
In advance of tonight's speech, Senator Edwards has been out of the public eye for the better part of 2 days. Struggling with a cold, he canceled a Monday rally in North Carolina, an event that was supposed to serve as a convention send-off. Instead, Edwards has been resting his voice and revising his speech. He promises his remarks will be forward-looking and optimistic.
We should be talking in positive ways about our ideas about how to make America better. And that's the vision we intend to lay out this week at the Democratic Convention and in this campaign going forward.
Polls suggest more than 1 in 5 Americans haven't formed a strong opinion about Edwards. Tonight, to try to win over those voters, he'll likely reprise his life story, his middle-class upbringing as a millworker's son. Political scientist Chuck Prisby at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, also expects Edwards to emphasize policy issues, themes like jobs and health care that framed his presidential campaign.
Edwards' themes are ones that Kerry endorses too, but Edwards seemed to be able to better articulate them or articulate them in a more mediagenic fashion.
As he's campaigned the past few weeks, Edwards has made the most of that mediagenic appeal. He hasn't strayed far from his comfortable role as a Southern populist, and in the traditional Democratic mold, his oratory often centers on pocketbook issues. At a Wisconsin rally this weekend, the millionaire trial lawyer empathized with people who, in his words, need every dime they make just to pay the bills.
The truth is that in a nation of our wealth, to have children going to bed hungry, to have children who don't have the clothes to keep them warm, to have millions of Americans who are still working full-time and still living in poverty, it's wrong.
Edwards' recent speeches also have heaped praise on John Kerry, his one-time opponent in the primary. Edwards' strong political ambitions initially led some Democrats to question whether he'd be a loyal running mate. But so far, he's been an enthusiastic salesman for the man at the top of the ticket, peppering his speeches with tales of Kerry's military service.
You want to know what kind of leader he'll be? Just spend 3 minutes with the men who served with him in Vietnam. They put their lives in his hands, and they knew they could trust John Kerry.
While flattering Kerry, Edwards also criticizes President Bush. On the campaign trail this month, he's portrayed the president as out of touch on economic issues and out of step with other world leaders. But Chuck Prisby, the political scientist, says Edwards might go easy on the criticism tonight, preferring to remain positive and leave the attacks to others.
Some people think that the vice president should be the attack dog, and sometimes the vice presidential candidate has played that role, but they've played other roles as well, and I think the role of being the cheerleader is one that Edwards seems to have a knack for.
Yesterday in North Carolina, Edwards was the recipient of cheers as he boarded his flight to Boston. The senator greeted about 30 well-wishers at the Raleigh-Durham airport.
Hey, pal, how are you doing? What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, nice to see you.
Can I get a picture?
Sure.
Tonight, about 200 people are expected to gather at the high school Edwards attended in Robbins, North Carolina. The campaign plans to beam live video from that gathering to the screens in the Boston Convention Hall, a not-so-subtle way to stress the candidate's small-town roots. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.